brought to you by Gendra 76 and Auto Service at Cypress and Pacelli, home of the sign. Redding's last full-service service station since 1979.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Online school?
Ivy League can kiss my hiney.
Ivy League, one of two leagues that have canceled their conference basketball tournaments for this weekend. All your big players, your ACC, your Big Ten, your... What is the one in the middle with the 12 that's got the number one team in the country?
The Big 12?
Is it the Big 12 now?
Okay. Yeah, there are all sorts of conferences.
Anyway.
They're tough to pin down.
They're all going to have their conference tournaments in front of tens of thousands of cheering crowds and everything, and I think everything will be fine, but anyway, that's the plan right now.
I got an idea for the Ivy League schools. The real basketball players will not play. Instead, have the dumb rich kids whose parents had to write checks to get them into schools, have them play the tournament.
Or you're a volleyball player?
Fake basketball
player. You're a volleyball player? Quite the athlete, are you? Okay, go out there and play some basketball.
All right, let's see. You're in the conference tournament.
Oh,
congratulations.
You're a rower, huh? You must be in pretty good shape. Why don't you go play some basketball
now,
there?
Grab the other end of the row. Or the oar. That would have been a good joke if I said
oar. But so the Ivy League declared Yale their champion without the tournament for...
Fine, whatever.
Yeah, you didn't cancel it for coronavirus fears. You canceled it because nobody gives a crap who wins the Ivy League conference championship.
I certainly don't. There are elite universities.
What do people care about? I've got a study in my hand, if you would like to know.
Let me just tell you this very briefly. Yesterday, we brought you the story of the Faith Healing Church that has canceled its faith healing visits because of the coronavirus. Couldn't you just... Well,
it's like
okay.
The fire department closing because they're on fire.
They consider that they could have just...
Well, you'd think maybe they would have just... Anyway.
Wouldn't you put out your own fire and stay open,
so to speak? So, under that same headline, I will just read this to you. The Council on Foreign Relations canceled a conference entitled Doing Business Under Coronavirus because of the coronavirus.
There you go. So apparently didn't have the answer you were going to claim to tell us about. We don't actually know.
Or we don't feel that strongly about it.
And I don't watch sitcoms anymore, but headlines like that just make me smile.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And as we announced, in case you didn't hear it, The View will be recording without a studio audience today.
And I say record it without the hosts, then make it better.
Keep the audience. Get rid of Whoopi.
Oh, my God. Get rid of all of them. What a blot on humanity.
I've got this big study, 2,000 Americans, of the top things Americans hope to see change in their lifetime. Pretty interesting. I'll go from bottom to top. Got your top 13, which is your traditional number. Why they choose 13? I don't know.
Designated hitter goes away.
Top things Americans want to see achieved in their lifetime.
That's my number one. I hate it.
I want electronic things to stop beeping every time you press. It doesn't need to beep every time I press
it. At least make it optional.
Yeah, exactly. At least give me the ability to turn it off.
Right. Like my phone.
God, at the gas station now, there are like 9 screens you have to go through.
Oh, yeah.
Do I want their credit card?
No.
Do I want a burrito?
No.
No, I don't want any of these things.
No, I want
gas.
Car wash.
I just
what
want
kind
gas.
Of car wash.
But and the beeps are so loud. Beep! 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 Ah, you're killing me here. I just want some gas.
And you got 11 people beeping their beeps, so you can't even tell when you pressed a button and when you didn't. It's gotten out of hand.
And then once you get through your beeps, you start putting gas in your car, and the TV's blaring at you with some random national weather forecast or something.
Get 2 donuts and a pint of Coke for just a dollar.
Well, I'd like to see that go away in my lifetime.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Some crappy repackaged story from CNN.
Top things Americans want to see achieved in their lifetimes. No single-use plastics, say 17% of us.
You know, I don't mind that idea. We use too many plastics.
Yeah.
There's no reason you can't have a water bottle you fill up. It's easy once you get started, and there are all sorts of examples.
I should
there
be better.
There are products I buy that are, you know, 8 ounces of food that have 4 layers of plastic
yeah.
that you end up throwing away, and or a can or what have you.
I should be better. I personally throw away 25 plastic bottles a week, probably. And there's no reason for it, just laziness.
Hoard it. Fill your garage.
And then do what with it?
Sell it during the shortage.
Hoard it is its own thing.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Hoarding is the point.
It's its own enjoyment.
Right.
Its own fulfillment.
Its own reward.
I have a whole garage full of empty plastic bottles.
Right. I might need them.
21% of people said they'd like to see suicides, no suicides, achieved in their lifetimes. What a weird goal. I mean, we all would like that. I think the
yeah.
reason we wouldn't think about that is you just think it's impossible.
Yeah, that's
part of the human condition.
It's an odd one.
I don't take polls to think about all the things we can't do, Jack.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
I'm not running for president to do small things.
Liz Warren's male cousin with us today.
No police corruption.
Glad that stupidity didn't carry the day. Yes?
No police corruption at 22%.
That would be a lovely thing. Cops would be in favor of that, too.
Some of these are just like
nothing but good cops. Amen.
You are unicorn-riding 8-year-old girls.
Mm.
Some of you on these. No police corruption. No unemployment.
Oh.
No poverty.
Okay.
Yeah.
Peace and not war.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it.
I would like there to be no poverty and no corruption also. What the hell?
And no
child,
no
you
bliss,
child.
No blisters, and no biting down on a chunk of bone in your burger, and no bugs flying into your eye, and no
stubbing your toe,
no sprained ankles. Let's see, no toothaches. This has become ridiculous.
No, ever watching a movie and it turns out not to be great.
Yes.
Oh man, if I could get rid of that.
Yes.
These are low percentages who check these boxes, and they ride unicorns, and they're 8-year-old girls. 26% said no homelessness, no government corruption, no firearm-related deaths at 30%.
Okay, see, I thought it was stuff that could conceivably change, like the designated hitter.
I got some better stuff coming up.
I mean, why don't you just have 9 designated hitters and 9 fielders, because that would be very exciting. Stupid.
Half of people would like to see achieved in their lifetimes access to public transportation. You can give me all the access you want. I ain't going to use it.
Not until you get DeMung off the seat.
Access to quality education.
For 30 days, call me.
Affordable health care. Okay, there's
I've been in cities that have good public transportation,
oh, yeah.
and it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, if the layout is good, it's a well-planned
yeah.
system, and it's sure. not gross and full of bums and beggars and spittle and the rest of it, then it's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
It's got to be the right layout, though. It's got to go enough places that, and I've been to cities that have terribly,
and,
I mean, they've got like 3 places to get on and off.
Yeah, it's,
you're like, that's 40 miles from my house.
It's got to come by often enough also.
Right. Right.
That's what you like about the New York subway. You walk down there and like in 2 seconds there's one there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to have a lot of traffic to make that even possibly work. Today's American dream. What is today's American dream? I listened to a good podcast about this the other day. There are very widely different opinions on what the American dream is.
Mm-hmm.
Yet people throw it around regularly as for where it's dead or attainable. It's very common to say the American dream is dead right now.
Yeah, to get attention from idiots. Yes, it is. I hate whenever people go with that.
Actually, they had quotes from all the presidential candidates going back I don't know how many years, including Trump, saying the American dream is dead.
That's
because
ridiculous.
Of this, and we're going to bring it back. Getting a great education for yourself, 21% of that people say that's the American dream. Being an inspiration to your children. Retiring in your 60s. Seeing the world. The American dream is seeing the world?
See, this is, like I was saying, it's a discussion primarily for the weak of intellect.
They get better as I get close to the top.
The dumb. If you're dumb, I'll use the word dumb.
Realizing your potential is the American dream. That's not bad. Because
that's getting close.
That is pretty close.
Yeah.
That is, with my abilities and work, I'm going to go as far as I can go. And in some countries, you can't go. It doesn't matter
right.
if you're smart. You were born into a family where you're not allowed to have a shot.
Right, or the government.
I just want a shot, Daddy! When, Daddy, when do I get my shot, Daddy?
Oh, yeah, the idea that I can craft for myself the life of my choosing to a large extent. That's the American dream.
Yeah.
I can craft a life.
That might nail it pretty good, realizing your potential. You right. have the ability to do that here.
You
I like
people
that
I salute.
It's certainly better than number nine, being out of credit card debt. That's the American dream.
Okay.
Don't get in credit card debt in the first place, you moron.
Or if you're in it, get out.
Getting a good job, living in the suburbs. What?
I mean, so if you're like in credit card debt and you get her paid off, but you're living in a tenement, you got giant bloodthirsty rats running around, you've been unemployed for a year, you got an infection in one of your eyes, whatever.
Wow.
There's a guerrilla war going on outside, gangs run your neighborhood, but you're out of credit card debt, you're living the American dream. That's what those people think.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Folks, even the Space Force is not immune from attacks from anti-Christian groups. You see, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained that a recent ceremony using the Bible in Washington, D.C. was blessing the Space Force as a Christian group.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Interfering with millions of Americans' productivity at work, quality time with family, and enjoyment out of everyday life. Dose of Hemp has committed to helping their customers get back to restful sleep and enjoying life with their CBD products. Say goodbye to the days of waiting in line for expensive prescription refills. Simply visit doseofhemp.com and choose the product that's right for you. Topical creams that may help with feelings, sleep sprays that may help improve sleep, and even products for improved mood and well-being. See your order in just 2 to 3 days with our fast, reliable shipping. With over 200 years of experience, you know exactly what you're getting with Dose of Hemp. Their CBD products are 100% toxic-free, U.S. grown, organic, and produced in FDA-approved facilities. So stop struggling. Right now, Dose of Hemp is offering listeners 10% off their entire order with promo code RADIO. Visit doseofhemp.com to take advantage of this offer.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Hi, I'm Brian Berger, founder of Mack Weldon. 6 years ago, I set out to reinvent men's basics. We started by making underwear that is so comfortable, it's like nothing you've ever worn before. We use top shelf materials like Pima cotton and are the first to use real silver woven into the fabric for its natural anti-odor properties. Hundreds of thousands of guys wear Mack Weldon. If you don't love your first pair, it's on us.
Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com. Promo code Triumph, but only until the end of the month. MackWeldon.com. Promo code Triumph.
Ready to go custom? Make your window coverings one of a kind? Call Budget Blinds and tell us what you love. We'll make it happen. Every single thing we do is custom. You'll find exactly what you want in custom blinds, beautiful shades, sophisticated shutters, and luxurious drapes. We can even motorize your window coverings to work with a remote. Budget Blinds also does custom color matching, designing blinds and shutters that coordinate with your walls, furniture, and other accessories. We do custom pillows and bedding, too. The bottom line? Budget Blinds does custom at a price that fits you. That's why we say we have style and service for every budget. See for yourself. Let us bring the showroom to your home. To schedule an appointment, just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 888-993-3033. Just tell us what you love. We'll make it happen. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
If you suffer from endless cycles of sinus infections or seasonal allergies, or if you're often congested, or if you snore, or if, like most of us, you're a little worried about what you're breathing in these days, here's an important message. I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage, the world's only nasal irrigator with powered suction, and I used to have horrible sinus problems. I created Navage as an easy-to-use alternative to the neti pot and a drug-free alternative to pills, sprays, and prescriptions. Navage flushes out germs, allergens, and dirt naturally without drugs. In fact, in a recent independent survey of over 2,000 customers, 91% said they feel healthier thanks to Navage. Here's my promise to you. Try Navage. If it doesn't relieve congestion and help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier, just return it for a full, no-questions-asked refund. Online at Navage.com or in stores at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Bed Bath & Beyond. That's Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So, I'm looking at the front page of the USA Today. Trump's messaging takes a shift in tone. Just taking in the pundit class yesterday, there seemed to be a feeling that the Trump team is more on top of, taking more seriously, more sober-minded the whole Wuhan flu thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was that weird interaction with Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, where Gavin Newsom said, talk to the president today, and he did everything I asked of him, and I couldn't be happier. And Trump tweeted back at Gavin, thanks, you're doing a great job, too. And I was like, what happened there?
Yeah, and he made some sort of statement about it. He's been a little tough on me, but he's really doing a good job in California. So something is happening significant behind the scenes.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, and I know
that... It is weird. It's
the president who has unending confidence in his ability to just wing it and talk to the peeps, I think is... decided, let's be careful. Let's just have official pronouncements.
I came across 8 different articles, ranging from the Washington Post, the New York Post, the National Review, on whether or not calling it the Wuhan virus is racist.
Oh, for the love of heaven.
It started with some congressman who tweeted Wuhan virus, then others started doing it. And McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, majority minority leader. What is he called? What is he?
Minority leader.
Is that what he is now?
Of the House. Yeah.
So he'd be the Speaker of the House if the Republicans took back of the House.
Correct.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
He called it.
This goes to show the American dream is alive and well.
He called it the Chinese coronavirus. He got real pushback against that. I don't understand quite why.
Because of this idiotic wokeness, I guess. You don't want to. Well, it seems to blame the Chinese. No, no. Well, it blames the Chinese communists. I just. Who are all you people who have so much seething hate in your heart? If something is called, say, the Peruvian flu, that you just can't wait to take it out on Peruvians. Who are these human beings? I've never met any of them.
I think it just lets you know where it came from.
Right. Everybody, it's one of the things that's so in fashion these days, especially on the left, is assuming that everybody else is just a raving racist.
Salon.com has the article, Wuhan Coronavirus and the Racist Art of Naming a Virus.
No, please.
I'm going to call it some sort of China Wuhan virus from here on out. Because I don't like Chinese people.
I'm going to call it the blind people virus and start blaming the sightless.
No, I want to blame the Communist Party for what it's doing to the world. I think it should be known that one of the reasons this is so out of control is it started in a communist country.
Correct.
Anyway, what's this guy's name? Anthony Fauci.
Fauci.
He's considered the top guy for viruses in the entire world. Mm. He's shown up on all kinds of shows. Anyway, he took questions yesterday in front of reporters.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes.
Oh, no, I actually think this is like a congressional thing. It's okay. In the same setting that I've seen various hearings put in.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, it is.
Can you elaborate?
Well, whenever you have an outbreak that you can start seeing community spread, which means by definition that you don't know what the index case is, and the way you can approach it is by contact tracing. When you have enough of that, then it becomes a situation where you're not going to be able to effectively and efficiently contain it. Whenever you look at the history of outbreaks, what you see now in an uncontained way, and although we are containing it in some respects, we keep getting people coming in from the country that are travel-related. We've seen that in many of the states that are now involved. And then when you get community spread, it makes the challenge much greater. So I can say we will see more cases and things will get worse than they are right now. How much worse we'll get will depend on our ability to do two things, to contain the influx of people who are infected coming from the outside and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country. Bottom line, it's going to get worse.
The worst is yet to come. I'm looking at the headline currently in the New York Times, stocks tumble. How many days in a row do I need to see stocks tumble before I start to get a little worried?
Stop the tumbling.
S&P 500 down 3.5%, Dow down 4%, NASDAQ down a little over 3%. Again, after days and days and days of that. So,
Buy.
Or wait and then buy if the worst is yet to come.
Nah, you don't want to miss the turnaround.
Huh?
Don't miss the turnaround.
Armstrong and Getty.
Ready to go custom? Make your window coverings one of a kind? Call Budget Blinds and tell us what you love. We'll make it happen.
With the new year, it's a great time to lose 10 pounds, paint the house, and finally clean out the garage.
Honey, why don't you start by getting the car serviced at Premier Oil Change? They're super fast and convenient. You get to wait in the car with free Wi-Fi and a free beverage. Plus, they have a rewards program where we can earn points that we can put towards free oil changes and services. You don't even have to make an appointment.
Wow, honey, that sounds a lot better than cleaning out the garage.
At Premier Oil Change, we strive for convenience. Our comprehensive 30-point certified service will ensure you with the peace of mind that your vehicle is in top operating condition. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that is service, and we're quick. Easy in, easy out. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Visit us on Facebook or Instagram. Premier Oil is located in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palo Cedro or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations you get a free car wash. Visit us today. Home with a friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Mayor, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
You may have seen the sign. You may have even driven by it today. Hi, I'm Rick Gendra, owner of Gendra 76 on the corner of Cypress and Bocelli. We've been a family-owned automotive care and repair business since 1979. And yes, we still pump your gas and clean your glass. Stop by anytime. Let us show you what old-fashioned service is all about. And try our app to save up to 25 cents per gallon of quality 76 gas.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460. Officials have responded to a school bus crash that happened early this morning on South Bonneville Road at Bocelli Lane. It's tying up traffic, so once again, if you're in that vicinity, beware. There was a school bus involved in a three-vehicle pileup. This happened this morning at South Bonneville Road and Bocelli Lane, so you may want to try to find an alternate route this morning.
You're injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yesterday, New York State announced that it will be producing its own hand sanitizer to be available at local government and state agency offices. And since it's New York, it will also be available on a folding table next to a fake Louis Vuitton clutch, used paperbacks, and a bootleg DVD of Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Serious times, no joking. So The View didn't have a crowd for their show today. When will Colbert and Conan and everybody tonight's show stop having crowds, I wonder? That'll be weird.
Wow, you're right. Yeah, probably at some point.
Maybe today. I don't know.
I mean, The View, anything that affects The View adversely is a good thing for America. So, I guess this makes me happy.
One other thing we should mention, just in case you haven't heard it, Harvey Weinstein was sentenced to 23 years in prison.
Yes.
So the old scumbag rapist is almost certainly going to die in prison. So good.
And the rape and the sexual assaults and all are absolutely awful. But you know what I think the guy's getting off the hook for is subjecting so many women to so much mental torture and stress for so many years. You know, putting them in an impossible position career-wise. And exploiting their fondest wishes and their dreams for his own sick pleasures. It's just he's a cruel
oh, yeah.
human.
Oh yeah. This is breaking news. The World Health Organization, the WHO, has just declared the commie flu a pandemic. Whatever that means.
I can tell you exactly what it means. It's been a pandemic for a long time, and they stated out loud, we haven't called it a pandemic yet because we don't want to cause a panic.
Okay.
How about you, if it's a pandemic, which is an outbreak across multiple continents or areas of the world, whatever. If it is one, call it one.
I was following Ian Bremmer's Twitter feed, and he said, shut down in Italy. They've shut down almost the entire country. Practically next door in France, it's business as usual. Ian Bremmer says Italy is making the wiser choice here. I don't have any idea. Italy also announced they're going to suspend mortgage payments amid coronavirus lockdown.
Wow. And can you do that?
Ian said, I can't imagine that happening in the United States, but they suspended mortgage payments. The Bank of England cut its key interest rate by a half percentage point to try to deal with the economy and everything like that. In the United States, a reaction, the Treasury is likely to push back the April 15th tax filing deadline.
Woo!
To mitigate the effects of the Wuhan virus. Okay? So I guess that's going to happen. Also this. Archduke Karl von Habsburg, heir to the imperial throne of Austria-Hungary, does have the Wuhan flu.
And has been assassinated by anarchists. Or was that a different archduke?
It was a different archduke. This is an heir, I guess.
Really?
Would it be?
So, can an archduke just tell a regular duke what to do?
Where would you
think? Hey, wash my car. I'm a duke. I am an archduke. Wash it.
Stupid archduke.
I'm always washing his car.
How bad
polish
could it
be? Polish my floors next, Tumble Duke.
How bad could it get? The worst flu ever in world history was the Spanish flu. You can go to cemeteries, I'm told. I've never done this, but you can go to cemeteries all over the world, and you'll find a section where there's a whole bunch of young people that died in 1918, all clustered together, because close to 60 million people died from it.
I'm just concerned about racism against Spaniards.
Well, it started in Kansas. The first known case of the Spanish flu was in Kansas in the United States. And then it spread very quickly from there. That's kind of a weird thing, isn't it? Who knew that? I didn't know that.
I'd assume it'd start on some coastal city from somebody who was just in Spain. But I know very little about the Spanish flu.
The first known case of the Spanish flu was reported March 4th, 1918 in Kansas. By April, it had spread to almost every city in America and had reached Europe, following the trail of hundreds of thousands of American soldiers who crossed the Atlantic for World War One and then back again. So a lot of the mobilization for World War One is what spread the flu.
Oh, boy.
Because we didn't do much traveling outside of that.
And hygiene wasn't super good either.
But you weren't going to, as a 25-year-old, travel to Europe back then. Unless you were shipped over there to fight in a war.
Mm-hmm.
It quickly took off, and it's just extraordinary. It doesn't exist anywhere, and nobody got a chance to preserve it or study it. So nobody knows what the strain looked like, why it was so deadly, what was so different about it than any other flu that existed. It was kind of mild in the United States. It picked up steam or mutated or something as it got over to Europe. That's how it got kind of the misnomer of being called the Spanish flu and then spread around the world fairly quickly. In the United States, and one of the most amazing things, it killed you in the prime of life. In the United States, where almost 700,000 people died of the Spanish flu in 1 year.
Great Scott.
In Philadelphia, for instance, in a two-week period, 7,600 people died in 2 weeks in Philadelphia.
Wow.
You look at the panic we got now with a handful of deaths. Imagine nearly 8,000 people dying in 14 days in a major city.
Mm-hmm.
With in the world of social media and instant connection, that would go berserko.
I think so.
I don't even know what would happen.
Plus, we're much safer. We're used to living. People don't die like they used to. Everybody in that time of day had a close relative who'd passed before their time. Everybody.
But back then, if 8,000 people died in Philly from this flu, you wouldn't find out about it for weeks, if at all. Not everybody read the newspaper at all. Maybe it'd show up in the newspaper at some point to be a paragraph, I suppose. And then you think it's clear on the other side of the country. What's that got to do with me?
Right.
But, geez, I can't even imagine how people would react if that happened now.
The speed of the spread was astounding, given the limited travel options at the time.
And then back to it, killing people in the prime of life. In the United States, remember, 700,000 people died. Men between 25 and 29. So men in their late 20s were multiple times more likely to die than people between 70 and 74.
That's astounding.
It is astounding and super frightening.
And
not
they
that
know
the old deserve to die.
Oh,
but
no, no. I think the old would agree that young people dying disproportionately is especially troubling.
Yeah, it wasn't just a deadly infectious disease. It had the singular and terrifying quality of being better at killing the young and healthy than people with poor health.
But they don't really know why.
Well, they have an idea of why it was doing that. They just haven't like looked at that at it molecularly, figuring out how could this even happen.
Yeah.
But it had something to do with the healthier you were and the way the blood flows in your lungs and everything like that. It was just more likely to kill you.
Hmm.
Which is horrifying.
Yeah, that reminds me in an odd way of how more aggressive cancers are sometimes easier to treat because the cells are more easily recognized, as you know.
And it goes after the medicine better.
Right, right.
It eats up the chemo stuff better. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so we're a long way from how bad it could be. And nobody seems to think the coronavirus is anything like that. Although nobody thought the Spanish flu was like that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of mutated or something. They're not exactly sure what.
Hmm.
So
maybe Trump was to blame.
Bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Mr. President. My point exactly, sir.
And I just wonder if any of those extreme reactions are coming to the United States. I guess we'll see, where you're shutting down cities and fining people for being on the streets. And
yeah, well, that sort of thing, at least we are more able to collect data and get it back and forth much, much, much more efficiently these days. And I'm hoping, and listen, you know, it's funny, we're on a screed about how adults don't know what they're doing, in spite of what you think as kids, but I think it's possible we might be able to figure out, all right, this is what they did in this province of this country, in this province in this country, as opposed to this country that did this, and I'm hoping we come up with a solid plan for limiting the spread and the severity of the thing in a way that was unknown in the past. I hope. Fingers crossed. Got our best people on it.
On politics, Biden is going to be the nominee, and Bernie's having a press conference this morning, but people close to him say it's not to announce he's getting out. I wonder what he's going to announce. People close to him also say he is planning on debating Sunday night. What the flip would that be?
For what purpose?
Exactly.
I would love to see it.
Question one, Bernie.
But I'm not their constituency.
Opening question for Bernie Sanders. Why are you here? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Just take down Biden and weaken him and damage him because I hate him.
I don't know. Surely Biden doesn't show up and debate.
Vice President Biden, will you answer any questions tonight? No. No, I'm not going to say anything.
And he wouldn't get knocked, would he? He wouldn't get the knock of, ducking opponents or whatever. It's over. There's no point.
I don't think many Democrats would beat him up for it, except hardcore Bernie fans, and they're going to be a little tough to woo.
Yeah.
Because they're crazy.
So, We're going to play you coming up in here a little bit. Did you hear Biden yelling at the old guy in Michigan about guns? Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
We got a little audio for you, and then a point that's being made on both sides about that.
Okie doke. And, you know, I could explain away my saying Biden was dead and terrible. Although, I don't know.
Dead and terrible.
Well, I just, as a candidate, he was hopeless.
He's going to be the nominee.
He will never be the nominee.
He's going to be the nominee of one of the major parties in the world's oldest democracy. Perhaps, what are you talking about?
Perhaps you heard me mention once, a 100 times, Joe Biden is terrible at running for president.
He might still
he
be.
He can't possibly win.
He might. That might still be true.
Well, I suppose we'll find out.
Armstrong and Getty.
Attention men and women, if you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Even the Space Force is not immune from attacks from anti-religion, actually anti-Christian groups. You see, the Military Religious Freedom Foundation complained that a recent ceremony using the Bible at the Episcopal National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., was blessing the Space Force as a Christian group. Well, constitutional experts consider the objections as a publicity stunt and remind us that the first words spoken from space were from the book of Genesis. To learn more about your rights to publicly practice your faith, visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Days, here's an important message. I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage, the world's only nasal irrigator with powered suction, and I used to have horrible sinus problems. I created Navage as an easy-to-use alternative to the neti pot and a drug-free alternative to pills, sprays, and prescriptions. Navage flushes out germs, allergens, and dirt naturally without drugs. In fact, in a recent independent survey of over 2,000 customers, 91% said they feel healthier thanks to Navage. Here's my promise to you. Try Navage. If it doesn't relieve congestion and help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier, just return it for a full, no-questions-asked refund. Online at Navage.com or in stores at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Bed Bath & Beyond. That's Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Attention, men and women. If you're one of the millions that suffer from discomfort with your knee, back, or shoulder, and it's becoming harder to enjoy simple things like working out or just going for a walk, please listen carefully. My name is Donna Taylor, founder of CBD Labs. And here's my story. I was suffering with so much physical discomfort that I had to do something about it. With CBD products popping up everywhere, how do you know which product to use? I was determined to create the most powerful CBD product available from the hemp plant that contains no THC. And we did. CBD Labs is the highest concentrate full-spectrum CBD tested in FDA labs. It goes to work in just minutes, and we guarantee it. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of CBD Labs and get our ebook on everything and anything CBD as your free gift.
To get your free bottle of CBD Labs CBD oil, call 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842. Free bottles for limited time. Call now, 800-605-8842. That's 800-605-8842.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our gun.
You're full of s***.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take the AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Hey, let's
you want to
tell me what
to
do. A lot of guys want
it.
I'm not worried. Hold on.
On the floor of a big auto plant,
I guess. Joe Biden arguing with a union worker, they kept saying, like, that makes it, I don't know.
Driving a wedge between Biden and his union supporters.
I don't know.
That guy was, I think he was part of, like, a construction crew at the plant, and some of the workers at the plant were yelling at him to shut up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's that one account I heard.
So, starting at the beginning, when one woman jumps in with a, damn! Oh, that tone of voice.
This is misogyny, folks.
But Biden says, shush, shush. Who is that woman?
His campaign worker. She had said, all right, let's move along or something like that. And he says, shush, shush.
And I said, hey, Esther.
I want to engage this guy with my argument chain.
I thought, because I had heard he, one, loses it, and two, comes off as a rambling old man. I thought it was reasonable from his point of view on guns. I didn't think he sounded crazy. The AR-14 comment aside.
Yeah, well, he said a couple of harsh things, right, about don't be an ass or whatever. I don't know.
Did he drop a horse-ass thing there at the end?
It may have been. I don't know. Hmm. It was animated. There are better examples of him going off on people, wanting to fight people, or being angry at them for questioning him.
Yeah, the one a couple of weeks ago where he got up and started walking toward that guy at the town hall.
Boy at the town hall.
I thought that was weird to just... If you're in an argument and somebody starts walking toward you at that speed with those eyes, you think you're about to fight.
Right.
But I'm going to wrap this chain around your head.
Well, or he's going to break out his rusty bent straight razor and go to hack it.
Remember the straight razor? You'd bang him on the curb?
Sure.
Of course. Yeah, sure. Cherished part of my childhood.
So Britt Hume on Fox last night said, so we got a couple examples of Biden, you know, kind of losing his temper with people, which also is a sign of senility where you can't control your rage.
The grumpy old man thing.
The grumpy old man thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a change in the brain, affects emotions. It's a shame.
So that'll be part of the narrative, or it's true. I don't know which at this point. And then Joe Scarborough on MSNBC this morning said it showed Joe's humanity. It made him look more human to people. So I don't know if I believe either one of those characterizations of that.
No, no. I don't think it was any big deal.
The main reason I could never be a politician is I could not get into arguments with everybody I come in contact with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hash out points over and over and over again. Give the same speech over and over again. Listen to boring, droning people go on about their problems and pretending to care.
My sister broke her hand at work, and they're telling her that she's going to have to pay a copay. And she's like, oh, whatever.
Oh, they'd never
sorry
get
for
to
your
the
sister.
Point there quickly. Never. That was the time lapse.
Right. It would take them a half an hour to get to that point.
My sister lives in Shelbyville. She lived in Greenville until she was 25 and married a loser. A loser. And he moved her to Shelbyville, and she got a job. Not the job I'm talking about, but for sure.
Oh, my God. I'd want us both to die. I'd fall on a grenade.
So Bernie Sanders is about to come out and give a little speech, and you kind of normally would expect they're going to come out and announce that he's suspending his campaign, right? But word on the street is he's not going to, so I can't imagine what he's coming out to say.
He's going to fight to the end. Global workers' communist revolution will not be halted by a loss in Michigan, Jack.
Well, I don't know, but I was watching MSNBC reporting, so this is lefty reporting, and they said people close to the Bernie campaign say he is not going to fight this to the end if he doesn't have a mathematical path, if it doesn't look like he can win the nomination. He has no feeling for that.
I'll bet he says he holds out for the debate, though. He's going to try to bring Joe. He's going to lay Joe low.
Has this ever happened where you had a debate between somebody who's going to be the nominee and somebody with no chance?
Well, if he brings out his rhetorical straight razor and bangs it on the curb and carves up Biden, maybe he does get the nomination. That's what he's counting on, the old commie.
I don't want the show to be over, but I'm ready to listen to the final thoughts from Armstrong and Getty.
What's a Bernie on the debate stage with absolutely nothing to lose look like? Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap things up. There he is, pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought?
You know, as far as this upcoming debate, maybe they won't do political questions. The moderators will just ask, Mr. Sanders, what's the funniest movie you've seen? Caddyshack, Happy Gilmore.
It was a silent film. Oh, positive. Sean, a final thought?
Yeah, looking forward to lunch with my mom this afternoon. She's been out of town traveling for some work for quite some time. Haven't seen her in a while. Looking forward to just spending some time.
That's a great thing. That's lovely. Jack, a final thought for us?
I have a feeling we're headed towards some fairly major close downs in America. Cities, parts of cities, kinds of businesses, all Little League games, something. I think some major stuff's going to happen.
Mm.
Who knows what that's going to look like.
Well, just, use your hand sanitizers and take sensible precautions. My final thought is a note we got from Joshua. We were talking about how literally is now used to mean not literally, and they're thinking of putting it in the dictionary. And Joshua points out there are actually many words that mean their own opposite. They call them auto-antonyms or contronyms. For example, sanction means to authorize or condemn. Oversight is to miss completely or focus on. Hold up means support or hinder. And off. An alarm is either off or it's going off.
That was an oversight on our part, or we're going to have an oversight committee. Look at that.
Exactly. Well, we're going to have an oversight committee to oversee our oversights. Get to work.
I'm going to sanction that, allow it, or sanction that, not allow it.
Exactly.
Wow, that's interesting.
Penalize it.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up with a grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people ought to be sanctioned, so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All the podcasts are there to download. Are you kidding? Oh, my God, all that free entertainment. You're the luckiest people on earth.
See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Let's shut this puppy down.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.